Honolulu Civil Beat tackles Hawaii gas and its place in the green energy landscape. Stuart Yurton covers business issues and joins us this morning with our reality check. Hi there, Stuart.
Hi, Catherine.
So, yeah, Hawaii gas is catching some flack.
Yeah. Yeah, Hawaii gas is being targeted, essentially, by the Honolulu City Council, which is saying for new home construction, we want solar water heaters in new homes. And Hawaii Gas is saying, no, we don't want to do we don't want to do that.
Well, yeah, it obviously hurts them. But I think people, probably say, well, if you don't let me have a choice, I might have a problem with that.
Well, that's exactly what Hawaii Gas is hoping. It's asked its customers. It actually sent out letters to its 70,000 customers saying, hey, the city council is doing this. It's going to take away your choice. And join us in opposing this measure.
So tell us about this bill. You know, where is it at?
Yeah, so the bill is the overall construction. It's the energy efficiency bill related to construction. So we have a couple of pieces of it that are getting a lot of attention. One would require a certain percentage of parking stalls in buildings to have residential and commercial buildings to be EV ready, to have the hookups ready so that you could put a charging station in there down the road if you wanted to. This is another piece of that. And again, it's working its way through the council. We don't have the agenda for the next meeting yet, but it should be coming up soon.
And there's other pressure being applied to Hawaii Gas, correct?
That's right. Yes. So there's also been a push on the state level to say we want to make sure that a certain percentage of Hawaii gas is natural gas, or the natural gas in Hawaii used for electricity production is renewable energy, just like HECO is required to have a certain percentage of renewable energy generating its electricity. So they're getting it on the state level, and they have the city level all looking at it. Again, this is all part of the big push for renewable energy to fight climate change that's part of our state and local government policies. So the gas company's getting caught in that.
Now, they're also experimenting with some wastewater too, right?
That's right. So the idea of a renewable natural gas, it's like, where does that come from? How do you do renewable gas? Well, you can do it from waste. So, it's kind of not a pretty thought, but yes, it comes from our waste, our human waste and wastewater that can be converted, basically the methane harvested from that and refined into natural gas that can burn.
Right, so they are trying to be green.
They are. That's right. And they're working on it.
Yeah. So,
but there's only so much waste, to use a euphemism that we have, and so they're kind of limited as to what they can do.
Okay, so how does that sit then going forward? There's that rub.
There's the rub, and again, the city and the Josh Stanbro, the chief executive officer of the sustainability office, is saying, look, we really need to do this. We want to, we need to push this. We need more renewable energy and less carbon energy. So they're pushing it. Environmentalists are pushing it. Even HECO is pushing it, saying, hey, wait a minute, we have to live up to the standard. What about the gas company? And the gas company's pushing back, saying it's just not feasible for us to do it.
Right. I mean, they've been around for, 115 years or something like that, right?
Right. They've been around a long time. And, again, one of the things to bear in mind is it's a very, very small amount of our total energy consumption comes from natural gas. We put it on a pie chart compared to everything else, and it doesn't even show up on the pie chart. It's such a small amount of our energy that it's like a stripe on the pie chart that's so small it's invisible. So it's a very small amount of energy that we use from natural gas for here in Hawaii.
Okay, so we'll have to kind of watch these bills and see where they go.
That's
but,
right.
But thanks so much, Stuart.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's Reality Check. To read his story about Hawaii Gas, go online to civilbeat.org.